Hello, Vol Nation. Coach Fulmer here. We have been working like heck, and we are ready. I'm confident we will be playing football in Neyland Stadium this fall. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay strong.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
So everybody has waited all offseason for this moment to hear that it's game night. And it's time for Tennessee football. And when the Pride of the Southland Band forms that famed tee, you are swimming in Southern college football pageantry.
Balls are back. Before long, we'll be taking a bite out of everybody we play's ass. Thank you very much.
There was a time and place that this university was feared. My goal is to get us back.
Since 1974, I know what the University of Tennessee and the great fan base here is about. I know that. When people talk about Rocky Top, I know what they're talking about.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. We can go when we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry.
Welcome into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. Wednesday edition of the program's 3 and Out. Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, Davey Hudson. He's back.
Hey, Skip's Optimism Tuesday.
It's for a good cause.
Yeah, for a good cause.
Skip's Optimism Tuesday.
Good cause, because you're a big negative booty head.
Nancy.
I like booty head better.
Booty head?
Even today, oh, I'm not even excited. I'm not even, you don't even care.
I haven't said anything negative.
Yes, you did. You said it before the show started, and it counts.
Didn't say it negatively.
No, it counts. I'm counting it. I'm just, I don't understand it.
It's Wednesday. If we get by today, we're having a football game. Don't they test today?
Yeah.
Well, I guess they test and Friday too, right?
Yeah.
I will try to not be negative today. That doesn't mean I'm going to be positive. I'll just try not to be negative.
Right. Deal. Deal. Absolutely. Take it.
I don't think he can do it.
I don't either. I guess we'll find out. This is my first day back after basically having a fight with majority of all Twitter. That did not go well.
What for them? What for them?
Oh, what for tweet? Them. Mm-hmm. Just your record tweet?
Well, on top of that, I want to clarify.
Oh boy,
this isn't bad, but I basically said like UT, like
yeah,
my diehard fandom is kind of in their hands. Like at this point, they need to prove that I should care.
Right.
A lot of people don't like that.
They didn't
like,
prove that at all last year with the 7 out of 8 to win to close the season. Didn't bring you back a little bit?
No. And That brought me back a little bit. It's like, hey, you started with the worst record in Tennessee football history from a just the games you lost kind of standpoint.
Mm.
You at least rebounded. I will give them credit for not quitting. I know a lot of teams would quit.
Yeah,
in
you're
that
ready
situation.
To quit.
I'm gearing up for it, I would say that, yeah. But I do want to go ahead and like people are like saying like, oh, they have to do good. I was like, no, my expectations are very low. What I guess to be out, my floor is 4-6.
Can I just go ahead and kick you out?
No. My floor is 4-6, but if Tennessee can come within 20 points to Georgia, Florida, or Alabama, I'll be in. So like that's not that hard. Can they be within 20 points of those three teams?
Just one of those three?
One of those three and you go 4-6.
Okay, well that means you can't be out until the end of the season. You cannot be out until Florida.
That's fair.
Okay.
That's fair.
So then be in.
We got him in. He's in.
Be in. All right. Be excited. Be happy.
I didn't think there was anything wrong with your tweet.
No, there wasn't. Except he's a jerk.
Had a lot of all for lifers coming at me.
Well, they're going to do
well,
that.
It's fine. They're ramping up. This is their season.
Yeah. They're the one. Look. We've said it before. We'll say it again. It'll make some people mad. It'll make a lot of people happy. If you allow your university to suck at football and still support them the same way you do when they're really good, you're part of the problem. You're allowing them to suck.
I concur.
Right, so, but we did that. We did that 3 years ago. We did that when they were about to hire Shiano, and we revolted, and
the new people
are there. They're trying to fix it. You don't take out the last 15 years on the new regime.
I'm not out on Pruitt. This is just on the university as a whole.
All he's saying is this.
What are they supposed to do right now?
All he's saying is this is a big year. Like, this is year three. Like, we should. You're right. We ended well last year, and now that should continue.
I just vividly remember Davey Hudson last year saying, you know, good coaches, if they're good, they're going to win eight games in year two. He wins eight games, and now Davey's still, oh, it's a big year, I'm out. Pick a side.
I never said I was out.
You wanted to be. You said you're, like, teetering on out, but you also just said that you're in until Florida, and I just I demand that you're in until Florida.
That's fine. I'll just ride the fence.
That's
I'm not going to go out. I'm not going to go in. It's just you're just kind of there. I think it makes for better content as well.
All right, if they're good, you don't get to enjoy it.
I don't think that's how that works.
No, yeah. I'm decreeing it now. If you're going to ride the fence, you don't get to partake in the festivities when things go great.
But based off your current comments, then I don't also get to take into the festivities when things go bad.
Right, you got to be in until Florida. So you're going to ride the fence. I'm giving you the opportunity to do that, but you're not in.
Again, like, I've not said anything negative today.
Well, if they keep it within 20 against Georgia in game three, you're in?
As long as they go 4-6, yes. That's what I said. They got to go 4-6. I said that from the beginning. The floor is 4-6, and then 20 points within Florida, Georgia, or Alabama. It's an or, not an and.
Mm-hmm.
Those are ors, but the other's an and.
4-6, and this, or that, or this.
Right.
But the last point I wanted to make, and we can transition off of this.
Oh, no.
All I ask.
Oh, no, we're dragging you, buddy.
You want to stay on it? Fine. I can handle it.
I might do a whole hour.
That's
about
fine.
You
we
and
can.
Your negativity.
We can. That's if you want to, hey, by all means. What I wanted to say was there's a very big difference for a lot of the people that were coming at me in, I will say, what they've experienced with UT football throughout their life. My first year on campus was Derek Dooley's last year. And my last year on campus was Jeremy Pruitt's first year. So I had a lot going on there. But I think there are a lot of people in my age group that will agree they haven't exactly throughout the last, we'll say, 15 years seemed dedicated to the cause. Speaking of the university. And, Nate, you said it a couple of weeks ago.
Do they not now, though? Do they not after the Shiano Sunday when we got rid of a chancellor, an athletic director, we have a new president now, we got a new football coach, a new football staff. I mean, like, I feel like they are trying, but it's not a snap your fingers and everything's fixed.
I agree that they're trying.
I mean, I just read it yesterday. Like, we're top 13 in the nation in talent. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, over the 4-year average, that gives you a chance to be national championship good if they can get, I think, one more class in the top 20. So they have a top 15 average. I mean, that's Pruitt. That's 1, 2, 3. I mean, is this his fourth class he's putting together now?
Mm-hmm. That's good. I like that they're doing well on the recruiting trail. But
it's the key.
I know, but we've said it before. Like, hey, Tennessee can recruit itself. Butch Jones had great classes. And now we go back and we look at them after the fact, and we realize it was a bunch of fool's gold.
Pyrite.
I would like to say that that's not the case here, but I don't have evidence to prove it's not. I don't have evidence
Hank
to prove
T,
it is.
Hank T's preseason All-American. He's a Pruitt guy.
I feel like you're a girl that just, or a guy that just came out of a relationship, and you're just saying you're not going to date anybody for like 2 years. That's just where you are. You're just
because the last relationship was so bad.
You just wait and see.
Like, I'm still sticking with the Vols till the day I die. Like, that's not a question. Like, I mean, I'm not going to go root for another team.
So what is it you're threatening then?
Huh?
What are you threatening?
Taking back some of the love, I think. He's just gonna, you're just gonna be more like
all financial donations,
casual friends with Tennessee football.
Do you donate a lot now? I mean, you're not gonna get your tuition back. I'm
sorry
to let you know.
Not in the last 6 months, I haven't, but I think a lot of people are in that position.
Have you donated money since you graduated law school?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Not much.
Donated?
Yeah.
Hmm. I find that very hard to believe.
Put his name on the wall.
Gave my all wall.
Yeah.
Somebody from the station account quote tweeted and said, I owed them too much money to quit. If we're being technical, I owe a third party money at this point. UT's already been paid.
Well, Davey, you got Ty on Twitter, and he's on your side. He wants me to give you a break. My belittling and speech oppression of Davey Hudson is getting old. He doesn't share the same opinion. Quit trying to cancel him for being a free thinker. Your bully is seriously killing the show.
Ooh.
This was the guy yesterday who...
Oh, yeah.
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 Called me. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
This is anti-Houston.
I just...
Ty, it's radio.
It's one of those things where when you look at it from...
They still like each other.
Everyone's going to have a different perspective. And so for the people that have seen Tennessee be good, like I've talked about it on the show before, the best I've ever seen Tennessee is Eric Haynes throwing a pick six to LSU to end it. That's the best I can recall seeing Tennessee. So for people that actually got to watch them be good in the 90s, try to think of it from my perspective.
Well,
I've seen.
We've lived through the bad, too.
You have, but you've also seen the good.
Yeah, I mean, it was 20 years ago.
Still, it's like you've seen it. You know that Tennessee can be on top. It's like, well, that's what everyone tells. Like, oh, yeah, Tennessee can be on top. It's like, I'm waiting to see it.
And well, I was growing up, basketball stunk. So look at you. You're getting good basketball. I mean, you're a Duke fan. But Tennessee over Duke by a hair.
I've always said if Tennessee played Duke, I would always
be rooting
for Tennessee.
I know, that's why I said Tennessee over Duke by a hair. It's a trade-off. Maybe we'll be good at both.
But again, like for people, like it's all about perspective. And it's one of those things where, let's say I don't view it as a you have to be all in all the time. Like if you're in a relationship where a person constantly cheats on you and you consistently just keep coming back to them, I feel like that's more of a knock on you than it is on them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, we've talked about this. I felt like for a long time Tennessee just dunked all over the fan base and didn't care. I just think that changed, and so I don't want to hold this
regime, when I say staff, I'm
talking about the administration, right? New president, new chancellor, new athletic director, new entire football office. Like I just think they're working hard. They're trying their best. It's just not a snap the fingers and
yes,
you're national champs.
I agree, and that's why I've said repeatedly I'm not out. I'm just waiting on them to make me be in again.
I understand.
Like they have to prove it that they're worthy of me coming on board and being like 100% let's go, full steam ahead.
I do wish we had a regular season this year because I think it would be a little bit easier to
and
judge
I'm,
and
I'm,
see.
I'm accounting.
I mean, that's
that.
Why you're saying four yeah. and six or better, right?
Like
I get it.
I'm putting
just saying,
that into my equation.
You went 4-8. You hired Pruitt. You went 5-7. You beat Auburn on the road last year. Tough start. Still won 8 games. Mm-hmm. Like I am seeing steps forward.
If I didn't have those first two games, I would be in. Like if
yeah, that's fair.
That's like I mean if you're at 10-10,
even if you just beat Georgia State. Or be, I mean, just win one of those.
I could handle the end of the BYU because that's one of those you can just chalk up as a fluke if it's just like.
Yeah, Georgia State kind of whipped your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
I'm with
I mean,
you.
They were with you. They had it from the first drive. Like, it's like, all right, you were down.
Waited way too long to realize you're in a dogfight, and by then it was too late.
And just no emotion. So.
Yeah, no, that was my biggest complaint after the first game. They walked out like zombies. But again, they did get better. They kicked some guys off the team, maybe some bad apples. They improved.
Yeah,
they didn't improve on the scoreboard against the likes of Florida, Georgia, and Alabama. Although the Alabama game, I mean, it's a 14-point swing if he just gives it to Crouch. But I get where you're coming from.
And it was one of those things with, and I don't want to rehash Alabama, the one point I will make is you were fortunate that you knocked out a guy who was really capable of winning a Heisman Trophy, and you didn't take advantage of it.
Say that again?
They knocked out Tua, and they couldn't take advantage of it.
We did until, the fumble return. They looked pretty good until that.
It's all part of the same pie, man.
That one feels like that. What, are you going to blame the administration because JG called his own number? You're going to blame Fulmer? You're going to fire everybody?
Don't you kind of, I mean.
I'm reading these replies. They're not that bad. Come on. Yeah, like two people mad at you. Most people are
got all caps from Ty. He says 3 wins. It's a 3-win season.
Most people kind of half agree with you. Most people are kind of like, yeah, that sucks, but hopefully we've turned the corner. That's kind of everyone's. I mean, it is bad. You're 500 against Vanderbilt in the last 10 matchups. Like, that is. If you'd have told me that
But 1-0 in the last one.
I always got Kentucky.
You are 8-2 every
time. There's my positive comment. 8-2 versus Kentucky last decade. It's your one win against, or that's your one winning record against SEC teams in the last 10 years.
Okay, now do the last five. Five's better.
I think
1-0 against Auburn.
You got four programs at that point. You get Missouri, Kentucky, Auburn. I'm trying to think.
What are you talking about, wins?
Well, yeah, you're saying do last five and
last you got to win over. You got to win over Florida.
He's talking about who you have a better record against.
Oh, bet. Well, I'm just saying you got more wins. The percentages get better. Winning percentage. Three wins, Ty. Come on, man. Three.
And I said it beforehand.
And I think your caps lock is on because there's no lowercase letters. In the
I
last
think you're 4-6 is kind of. Well, I mean, I guess if you're saying you're out forever, are you out forever if they go 3-7?
Oof. Out forever. Like, I mean, I'm not going to saying? I'm not like, going to root for another team.
Like, if they go 4-6, I'm going to be pissed. Like, I don't.
What'd you go in the SEC last year? 5-3?
Yes.
I mean, so if you go 4-6.
Butch Jones in the best year in the last 20 years went 4-4 in the league.
You got a 5-3.
Yeah, but that was a different year.
Oh, okay.
5-3 was the year before.
Yeah, he went 5-3 but lost the Oklahoma game, right?
Was that it?
Year. I don't know. He went 5-3 in 1 year, but that was the year he lost to Vandy in South Carolina, I thought.
Well, what was the year where we lost all the games we lost were only by like 19 combined points?
That was 5-3.
That's what I was saying.
That was 2015.
Yeah, and then 2016, which people think in their heads a better year, they went 4-4.
Right. That's what I was saying. The best year they went 4-4.
Right.
But Jeremy Pruitt went 5-3 last year. I mean, I'm just saying if you can go 5-3 last year, surely to God you can go 5-5, 4-6, right? I mean, it's not like I hope so.
Dude, I mean,
you didn't swing up last year and beat anybody.
At least be 5-5 for me to be even still.
I would hope so.
I mean,
we're gonna beat the hell out of South Carolina. I'm not worried about that.
You know,
are you coming around?
Unless if Tennessee doesn't beat South Carolina, we have big, big problems. Because I did a lot of research yesterday on South Carolina.
We do our research. Do you do your research
the rest of this week? And they are undermanned, to say it.
I've been saying it
politely.
I've been saying it all week.
They
wait, like injury or
no,
just,
no. Just the
talent.
The talent,
just not there. They got a lot of young talent.
Well, here's the thing. Here's
they're 20. What did I say yesterday? They're 23.
No,
or 21 in
not,
talent rankings.
Hang on. Well, I tell you what. Let's hit a break. Let's come back.
Ball's released a depth chart yesterday. We need to go over some of that.
Yeah, and I've got the South Carolina depth chart, which will help me kind of give
the
you
the official,
insight.
Unofficial one from Muschamp.
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah. So we have both of those. We have Tennessee and South Carolina now with some depth charts that are, I don't know, sort of accurate. I guess at least gives us some framework to talk about the teams. I mean, Davey's tweet's accurate. The last 10 years, Tennessee has sucked ass. Now, have they turned it around last half of the last season into this year? That's the big question. That's what we get to find out Saturday night. You should be excited about it. I don't know why Davey isn't, but we are. Houston is. I am.
He'll get to see if I am. Like,
I want
to. He will genuinely get to watch
your
how I react
during
the game. So
I will.
What time are you showing up for voluntary reaction?
Half. I don't know. Not the whole thing.
See, Russ and I, we usually come in, we watch the game together.
Well, if it's
talk
close,
about it, he'll do his halftime presser.
He'll be here at the end, at least.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be ready to go.
I hope we won't be close. 52-10, Harrison Bailey's in there. Just
I mean, we all hope they've all taken
Burger King.
We all hope they've taken a big step forward. And this is, I'm telling you, this is
Everyone keeps tweeting me Burger King gifs. I don't like it.
This is a perfect litmus test on Saturday night. We'll hit a break. We'll come back. We'll get into these depth charts. They are interesting, and it just really hit me kind of where South Carolina is with offense and defense and how that applies to Tennessee. We'll hit that next.
You're a monster.
Welcome back into the White Claw Hard Seltzer studios of Fan Run Radio. Pick you up some White Claw for the weekend. It's Wednesday. Put it on your list. Get set. Hey, if you want to travel to Columbia, too, there's still tickets available.
Really?
Secondary market. They're not even that expensive, really.
I got voluntary reaction.
No, you can't. You can't do it. Yeah.
I guess I could phone in driving back over the mountains.
Yeah. If you're going to watch at home, pick up some White Claw Hard Seltzer crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and just a hint of fruit flavor. Only 100 calories. Now available in 8 refreshing flavors. Fresh watermelon, tangerine, lemon. Each one a wave of pure refreshment. It's White Claw Hard Seltzer made pure.
Davey, do you run that Ty account? Be honest.
Let me see.
He just said he just picked South Carolina by 21.
Well, you know where I'm at. I've got South Carolina, I'm not going to give it away, but it's going to be a 3-point game. I've been on that one for a while.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But I do not run the tie account. But it seems like whoever does is fairly intelligent.
Getting the door prize, 2 tickets, 110 right now.
Are we sure you're not running the tie account, Chris? And then just creating blowback to where it's like, oh, I'm not just the bad guy. Like, there's people coming at me. Because that seems more likely than all the other explanations you've put forth at this point.
You think I made a burner to make fun of me?
And you're not exactly.
Isn't that the opposite of what you do?
You're not making fun.
You made the burner so that you could make fun of you so extremely crazily that then you get credit for having to take the nutty heat from your own burner. I mean, that'd be kind of a lot of work. Oh, I'm sorry. If you buy four together, get in the door prize, upper level,
$8,000
No, it's Titans games, yeah.
But on the fourth row, upper level, for $71 each.
71?
Yeah.
That's nothing.
Lower level in the end zone, row 11, $91 each.
Reese says he prefers the constant bickering between me and Sir David. I agree. Right. Thank you, Reese.
All right, let's talk depth chart. Tennessee released their unofficial depth chart yesterday.
They officially released the unofficial depth chart.
Yeah.
Initial reaction, go.
Where's Cade?
That seems to be the consensus question we've been
getting
about that.
Why ain't he on there? My God, the NCAA cleared him and never waiting on the SEC. What is Greg Sankey doing? What is he doing? I know he's got the paperwork. I know he's on Twitter. He's seen it. Why is he waiting so long? We got a game plan for the Gamecocks.
I mean, it is kind of getting close. Like, are we what the hell?
Any chance he's been cleared and they're just not letting anyone know?
Yes, I think there is a chance that they know.
Well, if there's any year where the depth chart's going to be more unofficial than normal, it's going to be this year.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
I mean, from a game plan standpoint.
Yeah, I don't know. Cade being out there or not probably doesn't change a damn thing.
And even if he was, no one knows what position he would be playing.
Possibly. I think it's settled that he's going to be right guard, but depending on injuries or COVID, yeah, they can probably bounce him around. They cross-train these guys, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't even really have a big initial reaction. A
lot of oars.
As expected.
Yeah, what was the over-under on oars? The over-under?
1, 2, 3.
I think Nate set the line at 5.5, and seven. Remember, I took the over, no matter what the line was.
If you count the specialists, there's 10.
It's pretty significant.
Yeah.
I think Missouri, this is a little wrong, but they had pretty much everyone on offense with an or, but their defense was set.
Missouri was?
Yeah.
That's weird.
They're going to have 12 guys out, so I don't know.
Actually, they're getting 5 of those guys back. I saw that on the ticker yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they
can keep it within 80.
Maybe they let the coordinators do their depth chart, and the offensive guy, defensive guy, not a big or guy. All right, but let's talk Tennessee. I'm a little worried that we don't know who our tight end is going to be, Princeton Fant or Sean Brown or Jacob Warren.
Elite.
And Jeremy Pruitt, I'm not just basing this on the depth chart, Jeremy Pruitt said in the last media availability that they don't know who's going to play tight end yet. They're still battling it out.
I'm telling you, man, just throw another tackle out there. Just run it down people's throats.
I think it's pretty – I'm a little worried about what left tackle because I think it's pretty well established now that Wanya Morris has barely practiced because of double quarantine, not because he got COVID.
Right. Missed a lot of time. I'm not worried about it.
Apparently, he's had one practice.
That can't be true. But apparently Jameer Johnson's looked really good.
So they're listed at or at left tackle. I just need those guys to take a step forward. Like, those are the same guys that played left tackle a lot last year. We got to be better there.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Left guard's Trey Smith. That one's easy. Riley Locklear's backing him up. thought I read somewhere where he had gotten banged up. That's why he hadn't been talked about much.
Locklear?
Yeah, but I guess he's good now.
I mean, he's the backup at two spots. He's played a lot of football.
Brandon Kennedy at center with Jerome Carvin backing him up. Jerome Carvin's listed as a starter at right guard with Locklear backing him up. I'm with you. I think that's where we're assuming Cade Mays would plug in if he's good to go. And then Darnell Wright backed up by Kayron Calvert at right tackle.
That's good for Darnell Wright. I had heard that Calvert was pushing him a little bit. So I figured that might be an or situation. So good for Darnell Wright, former five-star.
At wide receiver, Tramell Keaton, Brandon Johnson, and Josh Palmer listed as your starters, with Cedric Tillman, Velus Jones Jr. listed as backups. Were you surprised you didn't see? It's like they didn't list. They very rarely listed a freshman on this whole depth chart.
Yeah, just one,
I think,
right?
Harrison Bailey's only one.
Yeah, Harrison Bailey as the third backup quarterback.
Yeah, no Jalen Hyatt at receiver.
No Malachi Wideman.
D. Beckwith.
No Beckwith.
Not even on the whole. Yeah.
Yeah. This. I'm sure they're gonna. You know.
Oh yeah.
We said see
70
those
players.
They're gonna play all 70.
At quarterback, Jarrett Garantano is listed as your starter. And then the backup is Brian Maurer or JT Stroud or Harrison Bailey.
In non-numerical, non-alphabetical order.
It's very strange.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
I mean, we think it's Garantano,
Stroud.
And Stroud.
Yeah.
Probably then, who knows?
I don't know. Is Maurer back to 100% with the hamstring?
I don't know. At running back, they just list him or Ty Chandler or Eric Gray.
That one kind of surprised me, but I guess that's a little seniority there, a little hat tip for Ty Chandler. Had a pretty good camp. But
Eric Gray's been out, too, quarantine.
But he's back now.
Yeah.
A lot of guys been out with quarantine. We had 50 guys out last week. Nate, you can say that about anybody on the team.
Well, I think Ty Chandler hasn't been at all, so I was just pointing out the difference.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to the defense. You got Matthew Butler.
Because he's my butler.
One defensive end spot. You've got at nose tackle, Aubrey Solomon or Karat Garland. And then at the other defensive end, Latrell Bumpus or Greg Emerson. I mean, I actually think it's going to be Butler, Garland, and Bumpus. You got Elijah Simmons listed as a backup nose tackle. You got Daryl Middleton as a backup defensive end. All the rumors started swirling yesterday that he hasn't been practicing, so.
But he opted in for this year and next year. Remember, he sent the tweet.
It's a soap opera with Daryl Middleton. I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
And then it does sound like things have been trending in the right direction for Aubrey Solomon, who the tea leaves were that he was banged up at some point. He's always dealing with injuries, feels like. But hopefully he's good to go at Jack, you got DeAndre Johnson listed as a starter. John Mincy backing him up. At Mike, you got Corvarius Crouch or Jeremy Banks.
Dang. Jeremy Banks, co-starter, basically.
Mm-hmm. At Will, you got Henry Toto, backed up by Aaron Beasley.
Your boy.
It's kind of written like there's a three-man rotation for those two spots there. And then at Sam, Kevon Bennett, backed up by Roman Harrison.
Good to see Alante Taylor back in the starting spot at corner after being in the doghouse so much last year.
Yeah, the corners are Taylor and Thompson, Schamberger at star. McCullough's listed as the starting safety with Flowers. And then backups are Burrell and George at corner. And then, did I say Schamberger at the star? And then Fields and LaBruzza backup safeties, and Theo Jackson, another backup safety.
You don't sound very excited.
Well, no, I'm just trying to work through this.
Are you bummed out?
I'm trying to work through this. I would expect to see some changes in the secondary from that lineup, but I'm not. We got to see.
You would?
One more practice, yeah.
Why? What changes? I mean, it's been Flowers and McCullough when they've been out there.
Okay.
So what changes, Nate?
I don't think McCullough is going to start, but I could be wrong. It's early in the week. We'll wait and see. Give you more info.
Didn't he start late last year? Are you being secretive, or I can't tell what you're doing right now.
It's Wednesday. I don't know. I want to make sure. Like it, just, that's the problem.
It's the depth chart. Just read the depth.
I did. What do you mean? Just read the depth chart.
I mean, McCullough's been starting at safety when he's been out there. I don't know. Like what do you know something?
He might not be out there. That's what I'm saying. But okay. It's Wednesday. I don't know yet.
Okay. Well, you could say that about the whole team.
Okay.
Might not even play again.
True. I mean, half of them could be popped today for COVID. Who knows?
Anyway, all right, you're done here. The best part of this entire depth chart is I finally get to see what I've been longing to see for 3 years.
You're just fawning over this.
You agreed with me 2 years in a row. Shut up.
Yeah.
Bryce Thompson, returning punts. Finally.
Or Eric Gray.
You do not put Eric Gray back there. Do not put him back there.
Why?
I don't want him to get hurt.
Bryce Thompson to get hurt?
No. Bryce is slippery. They're both kind of slippery, but Bryce is faster. I think you need... Remember what happened when we started putting Cam Sutton back to return punts? It was lights out. Give me Bryce Thompson. He's got the wiggle.
Mm.
As long as he doesn't have 10 braces on his legs and arms, he's the guy I want returning punts. Did you see some of his high school punt returns? The guy's a phenom.
We've been saying this from Jump Street.
Day one. I was surprised they didn't go to it last year. Freshman, I understand. You don't want to put a freshman back there. You get a little nervous, whatever. But he's going to be doing kick returns also with Velus Jones Jr. I guess he'll be kind of the up-ish man.
Yeah.
And then Velus Jones Jr., the back guy.
I was a little surprised Velus Jones Jr. wasn't also returning punts, but I'm glad to see Bryce there.
Yeah, I think T. Martin said he would help some in punts, but he didn't return any punts at Southern Cal.
Oh, okay.
We looked that up. He was just strictly kick return. Yeah. Hmm. Apparently, it's Velus.
Velus?
Velus, according to the pronunciation guy.
Go get over here on the pronunciation guy.
Velus. Garantano.
Velus Jones Jr.
Velus. Darrell Middleton.
Kevon Bennett.
Kevon Bennett.
How many returns are you even expecting on kickoffs?
Because
it's gone down significantly.
Depends on how good the other kicker is. We caught some fair catches last year.
Samaglia.
If you can't get it in the end zone and you're a kicker, I mean, we're talking about SEC teams.
Well, I'm not worried about us unless we intentionally try to do like the blooper to the one and then
Quaveris? Quaveris? Crouch? Quaveris Crouch. We have said that wrong for...
Quaveris, yeah. I mean, we say it faster, but yeah, Quaveris Crouch. Quaveris Crouch.
Quaveris. Yeah, I don't know, that's interesting.
I just call him Q.
No, we've had the emphasis right. That's just the K-W-A-Y is a little more long
Quaveris
A
Crouch
than short A.
The country accent mask all mispronunciations.
Exactly.
Quaveris.
Okay. There's your depth chart.
We have Carrot correct. That's good. Shane LaBruza.
We don't need to read them all.
Did they put Garantano on there?
They did. I just read it. Capital Tan.
Rhymes with power. Mauer. Darrell. Two syllables.
I just said that. You're hiding something. I don't like it.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
There's just some unknowns with this. Like, it's...
Don't like
who
it.
Who knows?
Our listeners tune into this show for the scoop.
We've got freshmen not listed on here at all that we think will probably play a lot. And then we got... A guy not practicing that's listed as a backup. I don't. I'm just saying. I think this is very unofficial, which makes sense because this is a year where that's going to be a thing. That's all I'm saying. But I don't think that. I mean, other than Cade Mays not being on there, I don't think there was any big shock. I mean, it seems like when in doubt, they just listed the guy from
last
year.
You seem shocked a lot.
No, I'm just saying that. It just seemed like they just list the guy from last year if they're not sure. I mean, it's weird we don't see more of the young guys, at least as backups, right? Like, weren't you surprised we don't see any pass rushers? Any young pass rushers?
No.
At all?
No, I mean, they're going to play. They're just not on the two deep.
All right.
Is that surprising that they didn't get a starting job or the backup job? Like we're developing talent here. It takes a little time. Doesn't mean they're not going to see the field. Doesn't mean you're not going to see some of these guys.
Yeah, but we know a lot of people have not even been able to practice.
Well, some of those young people haven't been able to practice.
Well, I know, but don't you think some of the young guys would have made the list knowing that we've had several people who are going to be starting not actually get to have physical contact throughout training camp?
Not necessarily.
Well, as I look at the defense,
you can't lose your job to COVID.
I mean, they're only doing two deep, and they rotate those guys so much. So,
I'm Nate Hodges, and here's the depth chart.
Why are you mad at me? What have I said?
Because you're hiding info from the listeners.
I am not.
And me.
I am not. It's like that
Eric,
this year.
Eric
there is
wants
no,
you to spill the beans.
There is no good info this year.
So that's, you're sitting on bad info.
That's the problem.
Man, I got to place a bet on this game. I got to make a confidence pick.
Man.
And you're over here hiding the goods.
The number is rough. It's 3.5 now.
Going the right way. Going the right way.
It is going the
feeling
right
the
way.
Feeling the flow.
As long as it gets off 3, I won't have to worry about a push.
TK says it has to be unofficial because as JG is the starting quarterback.
Buddy, he's going to start. But Jim Chaney says he has a short leash.
I thought Tyrod Taylor was going to start on Sunday.
That's true.
Rib injury. Aggravated. Chest pains is what Bear said, which I guess could also be true.
Chest pains? Like, is that
yeah, I mean, you can hurt your ribs in the front.
Okay.
So it felt like a chest injury.
I got you.
Cam Akers separated his rib cartilage.
Okay. Jared wants to know, is J.J. Peterson now officially the biggest bust in Tennessee football history?
We'll see. He played in the bowl game. He wasn't too bad.
I don't know. I mean,
played good defense on a play that we stopped Indiana from scoring a touchdown.
Like, there's been a lot higher rated recruits who haven't done as much. It just so happens that J.J. Peterson was Jeremy Pruitt's first big-time recruit and was also, we'll say, I'm trying to phrase this properly. Given a lot of reasons to come here.
Okay. You guys in your coded speech today are driving me crazy.
He was a 4-star, number 3 outside linebacker, 48 nationally. So, yeah.
Well, didn't he show up fat? Maybe he's still losing all the weight from showing
late
up so
and
fat.
Fat, right?
Well, that late was the NCAA's fault, I think.
Oh, was it?
Or a test or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's been a curious case.
He's
JJ
played
Peterson.
Some. He's played on special teams.
He's played a little bit, yeah. He's not I mean, you'd think he could beat out former safety Aaron Beasley, but whatever. I guess he's just not there.
Maybe Beasley's a football guy.
Oh, I heard from somebody yesterday that said J.J. Peterson's not a factor.
He's an X factor. EX, maybe.
You're listening to 3 and Out, WKGN, Fan Run Radio.
I love you.
Yeah, I can't recall that at all. Like, that's
final
back
segment.
Back in my day,
hour one,
we finished number one in recruiting 2 years in a row.
I was looking at the class of 2000.
Didn't win jack.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five five-stars just right off the top.
Who were they?
Here, Michael Munoz. Yeah, I know. I struggled with
he was good.
The double M's. OJ Owens, Jason Respert, Casey Clawson, Sean Young, all top 30 players in the
Sean
country.
Young. I don't remember that. Remember Respert? He started at center for a while. He was nasty.
Guard. Yeah, in 2000, Tennessee had the number one recruiting class in the country. They also had the number one class in 1999.
Didn't win anything.
You were also number one in 1998.
Really?
Yeah.
According 3 years in a row?
Sports. Yeah. And, it
and
looks
then
like
you
that's
lost
the,
to Saban in Atlanta. Apparently they're airing that game on SEC Network if you want to just scratch your eyes out.
I mean, based off what they have now, yeah, that's – I don't know how many that takes into account. That might not have been the case, but that's what it shows on 247. It 3 years in a row, it's number one recruiting class. I don't remember any of that.
That class did beat Florida twice.
2001, you were fourth in the country.
Because we lost to LSU.
Then in 2002, you were third.
Good to know. 2002 was a dud. I think we went to our 8-5, maybe, in 2005 or 2002. And that was like a really, really bad year. We lost to LSU. They tore down the goalposts. Or maybe that was 2000. I get those confused. 2002 is when Clawson got hurt. Sad. Sad times. Jason Witten did catch a touchdown in overtime to beat Arkansas, though, in 2002. Mm. That's what that we thought. We still had a chance.
I was at that. Was that the six overtime game?
Mm-hmm.
I was there.
Did you go? Line. Did you go to the Florida game like a week or two before that? In the downpour where we couldn't snap the ball?
No, the first Florida game I ever went to was 2004.
That was a great one.
Yep.
Oh, that was such a good game.
Callum says, in other news, they're replaying the 2001 SEC Championship.
I literally
on
just
the
said
SEC
that.
Network right now.
I literally just said that. And I said,
so
thanks
that.
To Callum.
Not off to a positive start today.
Oh, you aren't.
I'm not.
You're not listening to the show. You're,
I was
you're hiding
something.
Information. Oh, God. You know, do I need to take over? You want me to handle it?
You're good.
Here comes old Ty. He's going to get mad at me again.
He is. You keep bullying me.
Mitchell says, today's show is a bleep show.
Yeah, well.
I blame you.
Sometimes it's the way it goes.
Hiding information from the listener, not listening to the show.
Sad.
Repeating exactly what I say after I say it as if you're breaking some kind of news. Davey's looking at 20-year-old recruiting rankings. I don't even know what I don't know what the hell he's doing.
He was trying to find the biggest bust in Tennessee football history. Did you find it?
There was a defensive lineman in
Brandon Jeffries, I think.
No, that was an offensive lineman.
No. I think that was the answer.
No, there was a defensive lineman. Like, I think he was from Oklahoma. He was a can't miss. I don't think he saw the field. But he was a 5-star.
Never played.
Cannot remember that guy's name.
Somebody tweeted to you.
O.J. Owens was supposed to be the next Ronnie Lott. Mm. I think he blocked a punt and returned it for a touchdown. That was his best play in a Tennessee uniform.
He's 10th all-time, according to 247 all-time recruiting rankings.
He blocked that punt.
I guess to kind of give
Chris
a perspective.
Kenny O'Neill.
Kenny O'Neill was the receiver that I mentioned during the break. 5-star, JUCO. He caught a touchdown when we were getting blasted by Georgia once.
I mean, Trey Smith's listed as the 12th best recruit in Tennessee history. So, I mean, obviously, he's better than a lot of the guys ahead of him.
Dave, you're doing VR if we lose, right?
I plan on doing all VRs this year. I'm here for that. Like, I enjoy
Apparently,
that.
Russell said again on the drive yesterday that he is not coming in for voluntary reaction if we lose.
I thought he was going to come in and we were just going to do a – I mean, the real game's on Sunday anyway. We were just going to do a pregame show there.
Whoa. I thought you were going to not be negative. I thought you were kind of trying to get excited.
Thought you were in.
You said you were riding the fence. That's not fence. That's negative.
It's not
you
a negative
can't be out
comment.
until they're 3-7.
I'm not
or
out.
Have lost by more than 20 points to all three of those teams.
I'm just letting you know what I thought. What I was told. Tennessee Vols lose on Saturday, which I have not predicted. I have not said anything about. We just turn it into a Titans pregame show. That's what I've been told.
That was fake news. You weren't here yesterday to get the new memo. It was fake news. It was Russell Smith trying to have a little fun.
It's not fun.
It got Bear all worked up. Got Trey all worked up. They actually believed it.
Where's all this coming from all of a sudden? We had to wait longer than ever for football.
That's what I don't
get. We return a lot of talent. We got a lot of young talent in. Is it because you lost the first game last year, so everyone's just, I don't want to get excited? Like, why are we not excited around here? Why are we not pumped up? Not vol leave?
I'm excited.
No, you're not. You're,
I am.
There's the depth chart.
No, the depth chart is just kind of hollow. I mean, everybody knows JT Stroud's the second quarterback. There's going to be a lot of other guys that aren't listed on here play. That actually should make it more exciting, maybe.
I agree.
But the depth chart isn't exciting. The game is exciting. The fact that it's a new season is exciting. The fact that it's Jeremy Pruitt.
We read the depth chart because it's an official release from the University of Tennessee that's unofficial. But no, yeah, he said he's going to play 70 guys. The depth chart really doesn't even matter.
It's true.
See some of these young studs flash.
I mean, wouldn't last year's season kickoff kind of make you feel a little, or at least temper your expectations a little bit?
No.
Not wanting to let your heart get that far into it?
Nope.
I mean, I count all the other games after that pretty equally. Like, I don't think there's some magic wand that makes Jeremy Pruitt and the team worse in game one than they were in the bowl game. Now, there is this question mark that sometimes they start slow in all games. That's what I'm more worried about. Has nothing to do with the fact that it's game one. They had a long layoff for the bowl game, started slow. They started slow against Georgia State and actually never got out of the blocks and lost. There's other games, though, where they started slow and they roared back to win. I'm worried about a slow start. Absolutely. But I'm also super excited that football season's here. Get on board.
I boarded first.
I did.
You're sitting there with the neck pillow on, the earbuds already in, laptop
phone, everything's already out. They're going to have to tell you to put all that stuff away for takeoff.
Yep. Window seat.
Yep.
Great view. I'm ready.
Why do people want to board the plane first? I've never understood this. Isn't it backwards?
Well, it's weird, too.
Wouldn't you want to get in on last and get out first?
Yes. Like, I never understood why you board first class first.
First.
Because then you got to, everyone has to walk by them. I would hate to be seated in first class and then have everyone on the entire plane walk by me as I'm sitting there drinking, you know, champagne, eating some strawberries. Or
comfy seats. Makes no sense.
Now Ty wants me to bully you. He said that would be a welcome change.
Bully me?
Mm-hmm.
You were already bullying me.
Mm-hmm. I'm bullying both of you guys today. I'm a big bully.
His name is Ty Volrath. I think...
Wrath. But not Wrath with a W.
Yeah.
Wrath just with R-A-T-H.
This is a shtick.
It's got to be Davey or a friend of Davey.
It's sticky Will.
No, it's not Will.
He's been out this week. He's had more time. He's making burner accounts.
Ty says that Davey was nearly on his deathbed, for goodness sake.
Oh. This is like your mom or dad, isn't it? Nah, they wouldn't stick up for you this much.
No, they wouldn't.
They know you.
No one has defended Davey like this ever.
It's probably one of those.
Would you say deathbed?
No.
Okay. You had a day of chest pain. You had some body aches.
It wasn't pain. It was just pressure.
Pressure.
Hmm.
Just felt weird.
And you couldn't taste or smell.
Yep.
The horror. Do you pay this guy? You pay him to tweet things like that?
Hmm. Probably does. We'll come back.
I've not paid any listeners any money in my 3 years of being here.
I do think it's more... I think the South Carolina depth chart is actually more interesting for this game than the Tennessee one.
I think they're butt.
Well, we know who the Tennessee guys are, where they're going to play, at least generally speaking. Let's try and dig in and you know, rate the opponent, find the advantages that Jeremy Pruitt and the boys are going to take advantage of next right here on 3 and Out.